Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desire to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out your name. My you.
Beautiful morning, everyone. Welcome to Josie's Inspiration, and this is Josie. And as I'm listening to that song, always blesses my heart, I pulled up a verse this morning that was touching me as well. And Isaiah 25:1 says, "Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things planned long ago." And so we praise him today because no matter what the circumstances that we are going through, there is a plan, and we must be patient in the process. Sometimes we get really anxious about the outcome, but even in the stillness and in the moments of unknowing, God is working through his plan. So good morning. Welcome to Josie's Inspiration, A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care. And this is a show I'm picking up from, I believe, just before the holidays when we talked about oils of the Bible. And I'm going back to my A to Z, and today we're going to talk about the O. We're going to talk about osteoporosis and osteopenia. I'm really excited because these are two areas of health concern that I experienced going through my cancer diagnosis and treatment. And so, you know, many people hear about osteoporosis, but osteopenia is a precursor for osteoporosis. Osteopenia, also known as low bone mass or low bone density, is a condition in which bone mineral density is very low. And because bones are weaker, people with osteopenia may have a higher risk of fractures. People may also develop osteoporosis. In fact, in 2010, 41 million adults, older adults, were said to have osteopenia. Now, osteoporosis is also a bone disease, but it occurs when the body loses too much bone. And this is after the process of osteopenia that you now know that your body has lost too much bone. And it also is, you're also experiencing weakness and can experience breaks in the bones from fall or in serious conditions from sneezing or minor bumps. Osteoporosis means porous bones. And when it's viewed under a microscope, healthy bones kind of look like a honeycomb. But when osteoporosis occurs, the holes and spaces in the honeycomb are much larger than in healthy bones. And so osteoporotic bones have lost density or mass and contain abnormal tissue structure. And as bones become less dense, they weaken and are more likely to break. So as I said, this was something I experienced during my cancer treatment. I was told that I was in early stages of osteopenia, and as such, I have regular bone density exams with my oncologist just so that they can monitor the state of my bones as a result of the medication and what I went through with my treatment. And so for cancer patients, there is an increased risk for bone loss and fracture due to both the direct effects of cancer on the skeleton and to the side effects that come with many cancer-specific therapies. Cancer surgery and treatments can affect the entire body, not just the area of cancer. And so patients can react differently to cancer treatment, with some experiencing side effects right after treatment is finished and some not showing symptoms until years later. So I remember one of the challenges that I had going through my cancer treatments was the effects of the medication. And so sometimes the side effects of medication can show in other ways. While the doctors are trying to treat one thing, they're treating it with something that can have a side effect in another area. So bone loss then is a common finding in patients with cancers, particularly breast and prostate cancer. And those patients especially need to be made aware of their increased risk for osteoporosis and given advice on what they can do to strengthen their bones and lower their risk of fracture. Although you can break your bones during osteoporosis, osteoporotic bone breaks are more likely to occur in areas of the hip, the spine, and the wrist. So a broken hip or fractures of the spine usually require hospital stay or surgery that can lead to permanent pain, disability, or death. You heard me say just a few minutes ago that you can break a bone when your bones are weakened simply by sneezing or doing something that you normally would do. And so we know that it's really important for us to monitor our health. And, you know, I've seen commercials that say milk does a body good. But what are the other things that we can do? And so one of the causes or the cancer treatments that can lead to loss in bone density. There are a couple, but I'm going to speak specifically to ones that I have experienced, and that's the chemotherapy, which has a major impact on bone health by shutting down the ovaries and causing early menopause in premenopausal women. That decreased estrogen state has a negative impact on bone density. And that's interesting to me because I remember during my treatments, I experienced a stop of my cycle, and I didn't understand why. And I kept going back to my doctors, and they kept saying, well, are you in menopause? And I'm like, I don't know. You're the doctor. You tell me. But I understand now that many of the chemotherapies can disrupt the body's functioning, especially shutting down the ovaries and causing early menopause and premenopausal symptoms in women. And so that decreased estrogen state can have a negative impact on the bone density. Also, use of corticosteroids. So I had to take a lot of steroids as a result of the medication, and it was grueling. I would take a steroid pill that was a part of my prescribed medication, and immediately I felt my body bulking up, and I felt like I was the Incredible Hulk. In fact, I would tell my husband, I feel like the Hulk. My body is just like blowing up. And so if you or you know someone who is taking steroids, that can be something that they are experiencing, that bulking up of the muscles and affecting the bones rapidly can lead to concerns of bone health. And those medications can have a negative impact on bone health. Balance is also an issue common among cancer survivors. The risk of falls and fall-related injuries increase among those with balance issues and low bone density. Balance and strength exercises can help, but we also know that it's hard to exercise when you're in pain, when your bones are hurting. It's hard to exercise. The fear of falling, you know, the side effects of what become the fears of the cancer patient that can limit them in their movement and in their ability to function. Their fear of falling and fracturing, it can cause withdrawal and a decreased quality of life. So stability and balance exercises can help patients regain function. But as I said earlier, if they have a fear of falling or fracturing, they may limit their normal activities and start to kind of become very reclusive. So cancer patients may affect issues with body posture, changes in muscle placement, making postural exercises an important component of recovery. Posture exercises can help patients with proper body alignment and can be performed a few times a day. But our body needs to be aligned, properly aligned, so that there's less stress on the spine. We see sometimes women who are going through osteoporosis who are bent over and that the bone loss is affecting their ability to move and the ability for them to have good posture. So we want to make sure that we are aware, even if you don't have cancer, become aware of your body and its structure, and when you find yourself beginning to not sit up straight, not stand up straight, not walking straight, or when you start to experience pain in the body. So what are some of the things that as a cancer patient or someone who maybe doesn't have cancer that you can do as related to osteoporosis and essential oils? And I've told you before that one of my first go-tos for anything are my oils. And so oils that are formulated specifically to relieve aches and pains associated with osteoporosis can really make a difference. And so today I'm going to talk about a couple of those oils that are my go-tos always. And so one of the oils that I love to go to is our oil that is called, birch. And so birch as an oil, I really love. Birch, if you think about trees, birch, cedar wood, all of those are the structures of the body. If you think about the trees as having that structure of strength, your bones too represent trees and represent that structure. So with birch, what I really like about it is it can be used to help rebuild bone structure. And before I go further, just remember that the information that I'm sharing with you is information for your use only as it relates to me being a person who is an essential oils enthusiast. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a practitioner. And so you should not use this information to replace or to use as a way to avoid what your doctors are telling you. So this is information that I'm going to share what I've done, what I continue to do, but not suggesting to you that you do this in lieu of anything that your doctors have told you to do. So many people use birch to rebuild bone structure and in general all things about the bone. It has properties similar to aspirin, such as having an anti-inflammatory, fever-reducing, and or pain-relieving properties. It is very detoxifying, and it's very good for issues related to water retention, kidney, and urinary tract-related issues. It is similar, as I said, to the ingredients in aspirin. And so sometimes we're thinking, oh, I'm going to take aspirin, but then the side effects of some of the medication can even affect our kidneys. So, you know, being aware about what you use and how often you're using things, you really want to keep that in mind. So you don't want to overuse anything. So in that birch, one of the things that I really like about it is the properties that it can help. It can help with anti-rheumatic. It can also help with anti-spasmodic. And it's also beneficial as an anticoagulant, an analgesic, also as an astringent, a diuretic, and a tonic. So what do some of those mean? Well, analgesic, you know, if you think about your body in terms of its ability to recover for things, you know, birch can really make a difference in these different areas. And so we might think of rheumatoid arthritis. People always say, oh, I got arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. All of that has to do with the bones and the bone structure. And so birch as an oil can really help with that. In addition to it having that benefit for the properties, it can also help with emotions such as wisdom, sacrificing, encouraging, supportive, and openness. And it works on the body systems of the nervous, skeletal, muscular, urinary, and the circulatory system. Another oil that I really like is called Physical Care. Physical Care is one of our blends, and as I talk about the oils, these are oils that are produced and manufactured and sold by my business company, which is Youngevity International. And so, you know, you may be familiar with other companies' oils and think about blends. They are specific to Youngevity. So Physical Care is another really great oil that is good for bone strength. And it consists of, once again, that birch. It also has basil, black pepper, catechol, blue tansy, clove bud, cypress, fennel, frankincense, lavender, lemongrass, peppermint, rosemary, all very refreshing oils, scotch pine, black spruce, and geranium. And Physical Care can benefit also the skeletal and the muscular system. It's good for the key emotions of uplifting. And, you know, when you're feeling pain or in discomfort, it's really hard to be uplifting and positive. It also can affect the key emotions of bravery. When someone's going through cancer treatments, sometimes it's a little bit hard. And to feel brave, to go through the treatments can be a challenge. Even getting up to function sometimes can be a challenge. So you want to have that bravery. It's also benefiting the emotions of reliability, steadfastness, and tenacity. And one other oil that I really do like is our trauma, which is a blend that is known to inhibit bruising, reduce swelling, and relieve pain. And it can help with wide range of motions as well. And so the body systems that trauma works with are the muscular, skeletal, and the nervous system. And again, that skeletal system, that's our body structure. That's the tree of our life, our skeletal system, and when it's not functioning, we can be in a lot of pain and discomfort. So I really love these oils. I like diffusing my oils. You know, you can find diffusers now in any kind of store, and one of the things about diffusing oils is you want to also have oxygen in the air. So when you diffuse oils using a diffuser in a room, you want to do it maybe in 15-minute increments, so that there's also that period of clarity and freshness of oxygen so that you're not just inhaling the oils constantly. Also, you can put the oils on a tissue to inhale them. One of the best ways to have the oils absorb into the body It's on the bottom of the feet. I like to start at my big toe, considering reflexology, the big toe, moving down the inside of the arch of the foot all the way down to the heel. And the reason for that is that that corresponds to your spine and to your brain. That big toe corresponds to the head, the brain. And as you go down, it's moving down the back part of the body. You don't want to apply oils directly to any particular bone structures like on the spine because it's very sensitive. Those areas are very sensitive. And oils are very powerful. And so you don't want to increase the ability for your bones to become weakened by putting it on things like your spine. And trauma is also good for joint and muscle pain or to inhibit and reduce inflammation. And then you can also use warm compresses. I also like to put my oils in my bath salts. Sometimes people will say, oh, well, I just dropped some oil in the bath water. But oil will rise to the top. And so you want to dissolve it in some bath salts first and then run it under some water. Let it go dissolve under the water. Don't put it directly into your bath water because, as I said, oils will rise to the top. And so that trauma oil is also beneficial for emotions released, forgiven, healed, supportive. And it consists of birch, clove bud, helichrysum, sweet marjoram, rosemary, and calophyllium, which are all oils that are beneficial for bone strength. And it works on the body systems, the muscular, the skeletal, and the nervous system. So osteoporosis, osteopenia, the article that I read actually comes from the National Osteoporosis Foundation. And I found that to be really beneficial because that's an area that really focuses on issues that have to do with osteoporosis, osteopenia, and this particular article was called Cancer and Osteoporosis, written by a woman whose name is Carol Michaels. And so this is where I like to give reference to my information because, as I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm someone who has overcome 3 cancer diagnoses, and so I can tell you things that I use and things that I do. Now, moving from the cancer, let's talk about COVID-19, or better known as the coronavirus. And as people are becoming really fearful about the virus and being able to avoid the virus, one of the things that I'm using are my essential oils. I wear oil necklaces where I put my oils in. I'm ordering oil bracelets for the men in my family, which are the leather bracelets that you can put the oils directly on. But what are the things that you can begin to do oil-related to help with viruses? And this is important because one of the things that I have always heard about and that I learned years ago is that during the time of the plague, the Black Plague, there were what was known as thieves who would go and rob the elderly, those who were sick, who might have been already deceased as a result of the plague, but they did not get sick themselves. And so when it was researched to find out what they were doing, it was the oils. If you look at pictures sometimes, you see it looks like they have a mask on that looks like a long beak that hangs out from their nose. And they would put oils and they would put put things in there that could help with their breathing. And so we know that the oils can help benefit in so many ways to reduce the impact of viruses, reduce the intake of viruses into the body. And so as I was looking today, I wanted to just give you some information about the oils, particularly that I'm using as I help prepare myself and my family for the coronavirus. And so one of the things that I'm using for viruses, which is very important, is my favorite oil, which is called First Defense. And First Defense is one of the oils that I have used the longest, even during my cancer treatments. I use First Defense because it is a first line of defense against colds, flus, and other infectious disease. It blocks as well as addresses many initial symptoms. It aids, supports, stimulates, and kills harmful microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, and fungi. And so that First Defense, it even before the virus, every day I'm putting it on the bottom of my feet, starting at the big toe, coming down the inside of my arch, all the way down to my heel. And I use that because that has cinnamon bark, clove bud, eucalyptus radiata, neroli, oregano, palm rosa, peppermint, ravensara, tea tree, and thyme linalool. Tea tree is a great antiseptic. It's a great oil that I love to use because it's non-toxic, non-irritating, but it's safe for adults and for children. And so tea tree as an oil for helping to benefit from protecting the immune system, the respiratory system, and the integumentary system, which is the skin. So I'm making some hand sanitizers because we know how difficult now it is to find hand sanitizers. And so I'm making some that will have tea tree in them as well. Also in First Defense, it has the benefits for the emotions of powered, intelligent, promising, loving, and gentle. So, but the first thing that I really want to say to you is if you have oils, any oil is better than no oil. So it might not be a specific one that I'm talking about, but oils help with breathing, with respiratory. They help to protect the body from respiratory challenges, from viruses. And so if you are a person who uses oils and who has oils, then I would say use your oils. Use oils that are good for the respiratory system, like ravensara, eucalyptus radiata, the tea tree, and like I said, with my blend, First Defense. These are oils that I really recommend because they are oils that are antiseptic. And when I think about antiseptic oils, you know, these are some of the best oils that I use. And so while we're concerned about what's going on with the virus, you know, we don't want to be overreactionary and we don't want to become complacent. We want to be knowledgeable. Continue to wash your hands with soap and water. Singing happy birthday twice is what they recommend. Make sure that when you're in situations where you find yourself around people that are crowds and people are sick, try to be 3 to 6 feet away from people. That can be challenging if you're working, if you're traveling, but just be mindful. You can always, if you don't have a mask, you can wrap a scarf around your face. The things that you can do, do those things to protect yourself. Stay hydrated. Use essential oils. Keep wipes around you to clean surfaces of cars and things like that so that you can protect yourself. So I'm excited to share this information today. This is Josie Hopkins. Josie's Inspiration, A to Z Essential Oil for Cancer Care, and everything oils that I enjoy. I hope you find this information beneficial, and be blessed until I'm back with you again. Have a great day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You could overcome. I still believe it. Good morning. I hope everyone is fine today, and thank you for joining me on the Rev. Lydia Speaks program on Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. As I come to you this morning, I'm coming to you with a little different revelation, and probably I'm not the first one to ever think of this, but I want to speak to you today about trusting God's plan for your life. See, I recently went on a long weekend trip just to kind of get away and change the scenery and be able to clear my head from some constant bombarding thoughts that just presented themselves. Sometimes, if you change your positioning, you get a different perception. And you can think more clearly. And that's what I did. Now, the hotel was beautiful. The scenery was splendid. I woke up early and opened my blinds so I could see the most beautiful day ever. The sky was crystal clear, and I was overlooking the ocean. So I did my yoga, my exercises, and got a quick cup of coffee and some breakfast, and then I did some meditation on the pier. And it was just a lovely day, all in all. Then I had some dinner and watching the sunset, and that topped it off. So I thank God for the whole thing. After all, it was a scene straight out of a movie. But now the second day, I got up, thanking God for this opportunity to get away and clear my head, but this time, as I opened my blinds, I couldn't see anything. It was like I was in the middle of a cloud. I couldn't see the ocean or the other wing of the hotel like I saw yesterday. Everything around me was just gone, and I couldn't even see the ground below. I was just enveloped by a fog so dense, it actually shocked me. Now, how clear it was the day before was just how dense it was, just completely blinding that next day. And I was on the 43rd floor, so it stayed that way for me all day long, and I didn't leave the hotel. It just seemed like it was like that on the ground also. I turned on the news and they were saying it was like that and for people to be very, very careful. But instead of being disappointed, as I meditated on the fact that you can change your position by changing your mind, and my mind went back to the thought of the ocean, even though I couldn't see it, was in the same place with the same power and the same beauty as yesterday. The majestic hotel was still as beautiful. And most importantly, I was reminded that all the questions that I had for God during my meditation time had just been answered by this weather. And that is, when you can't see your way through anything that you're going through, trust God's plan for your life. And with just that little shift in mindset, I started to see myself not enveloped in fog, but rather surrounded by the comforting spirit who was allowing me to use my spiritual eye instead of my external vision to realize that when the physical fog cleared, the beauty, all of the beauty that I had seen the day before, would actually still be there. Might even look a little bit better because I hadn't seen it for a while. But that reminded me, likewise, when I get out of the fog of my own mind, trying to figure things out for myself, the beauty that is the plan and timing of God for my life will show up and show out. Now, you ask for direction, and something presents itself. But what about the big things that put you at a loss for words and for actions, causing you to feel lost, alone, and hopeless? If you can just calm down long enough to remember with the clarity of who God says you are and believe in his promises of protection and supply, the fog or despair will lift long enough for you to be able to see clearly that things are beginning to work themselves out, and they will do it all in God's divine timing. I'm very grateful to have gotten to that point where I am able to just do that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not Mother Teresa just yet. I still feel all the range of emotions in the midst of something going on, but instead of dwelling there, I'm now able to go within a lot more quickly. The quicker you move out of the way, the faster the hand of God can move, and there will be no mistake as to who hand is doing the work. You see, there is always a lesson to be learned by whatever is presenting itself at the time. Either you're going to gain the knowledge of why it's here at this time in your life, or you may realize that you're the catalyst to help someone else learn this lesson for their soul growth. Either way, when you can notice it quickly, it can leave quickly, and you won't have to experience it again. Now, something else may present itself, but you will never have to learn that same lesson if you've learned it well and let it be over and done. Because when you learn to trust God in every area of your life, you can believe in the promises of renewal that's on the other end of your going through moment, is what I call it. And remember that all the areas of your life that you try to keep God at a distance from, the ones that keep you consumed with worry and keep you up at night, if you decided to give totally to God, it would have been better. Now chew on that just for a moment. Think about this. You're actually doubting the capability of God to bring you through. Now, that's a scary thought. If you believe in him for the big things, like health and things you know you don't have any control over, that's one thing. But did you know that God wants access to every part of you, not just what you feel is too hard for you to complete alone? He thinks everything about you is important. And I've heard it said that we're divine enough to ask and important enough to be answered. And I've chosen to take God at his word, small or big. My problems are his to deal with. That's my adage for the thing. My problems are his to deal with. I'm going to bed. I will still do everything I know, and I'll do what I can. But I'm not going to sit and wait. But also, while I work, I'm still asking for clarity enough to discern his guidance, because the guidance is already always there. It's just that you have to move when he says to move. You have to get out of the way so that God can do his thing. And after I ask for the discernment to be able to recognize his guidance, then if he says move, I will. But if he says peace, be still, that's what I do. And each time I obey, I become more convinced that I have this hedge of protection, this fence of angels, if you will, just standing guard. They even protect me from myself. And I give thanks for the protection, because I know that I can go on a tangent sometimes, and it's not until I'm in the middle of whatever it is that I'm doing do I say I need help. But let's get back to the fog for a minute. Physically, if you stand in dense fog long enough, your clothing, your hair, your skin somehow feels a little moist. So I chose to think of it this way. If a low fog can leave dew on the grass, enough for moisture, for growth of trees and plants and grass, then just maybe, when you're in a mental or spiritual fog, that's the time for you to allow the moisture, or rather the refreshing dew of spirit, to anoint you with hope and refresh those dry bones of stagnant living that you've been experiencing. Life is good, and it's to be lived fully. Christ said, I've come that you would have life abundantly. He doesn't say sometimes, or after you've worried yourself into a high blood pressure. He said, cast your burdens on me and take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I've been around long enough to know that that is truth. It's just someone else's belief if you don't actually come to the trust and belief of it. It's not your truth. And in order to trust God's plan for your life, you have to ask those hard questions of yourself, like, what happens if I ask God for something and it doesn't happen right away, or as I think it should? Will I and can I be able to stand the pressure of how long I may have to suffer? Or what if I turn worrying about my family and something that's very precious to me over to God, and something bad happens that I don't want to happen? Well, if this is the way you think, then it's true. You're not ready to be that fully developed human that you claim you want to be. Listen to me really, really good. Grapes can't become wine until they are pressed, strained, and left to settle for a while. That's called fermentation. And until fermentation, or the curing of these grapes, occurs, it's just grape juice. It's not the strong, potent wine. This time of waiting grows your strength. It allows you to mellow, like the fermentation of the wine, and to mellow within what it takes to become what you want and who you want to be. I told you last time about the pressure it takes to form diamonds. Now, if you can, in times of trial, remember your prayer for elevation. Remember that he loves you, and God corrects what he loves. That's how you elevate. It's so you're fully ready to receive your blessings and be able to hold on to it, grow it, share it. So the next time you're going through your rolling fog moment, try to visualize clearly what your world looks like when the fog clears. Believe me, it'll be even more beautiful than you can even imagine, because now it's become what God wants you to see. You're looking at it from a perception that of elevation. You've changed just from your moments of silence, just from your moments of sitting and talking to God. Like I say, I have my coffee with Christ moments in the morning, early in the morning. We look at the sunrise. He provides it for me. I watch it and I thank him. I give my day to my God. And I don't have to worry about what he has for me, because Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts of you doing the best you can. Thoughts of doing things for me to make me the best I want to be. Thoughts that will bring me to an expected end of joy, happiness, and of having everything I need. That's the God we serve. You don't have to be afraid that he's going to try you so badly that you can't come out of it, or destroy something you love just to see how you act. Yes, sometimes I believe we go through our Job moments, but I don't believe he's going to press us to the very, very end. When he breaks you down, he breaks you down to build you up even better than you were before. God is not vindictive. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, yes. But he's not vindictive, and he doesn't joy in seeing his children suffer. That's not who he is. So when the fogs of life come down on you, close your eyes. Don't see what's actually happening. Give that to God. See yourself on the end, coming out. See yourself walking to that pinpoint of light at the end of the tunnel, and just walk through that dark tunnel toward that light. And as the light gets bigger and envelops you, your glorious day is better than you could ever have imagined. You know, our mind works in pictures. So I tell people a lot of times, if you don't have anything beautiful around you, find some pictures in a magazine, in a book, in something. And when you do, hold that up to your mind's eye. Hold that up in your spirit. See that. See yourself on that beach. See yourself in that new car. See yourself in that new home. And feel how happy your life is. See the smiles on the faces of your loved ones. See everything radiant around you. And I say close your eyes, because if you don't have a picture in front of you and able to see that, then sometimes you just can't imagine it. We cannot imagine what we have never experienced, either by sight or by doing. So yes, before I actually traveled to different islands and I saw the blue of the water, I could only look at pictures. But I put myself on those beaches in Aruba, and I put myself on those beaches in different countries until I was actually able to go there and see it for myself and put my feet in the warm sand. And I put myself in such a state of feeling that it was a little disappointing when I opened my eyes and found out that I was still in my bedroom. But just for that moment, all the fog of lack, limitation, sickness, or whatever it was that was bothering me at the time, just disappeared. And when you elevate your vibration, it only takes a minute. You elevate your vibration long enough for clarity to set in. No more fog, no more thoughts of lack, limitation, no more feelings of dis-ease. Everything, and I do mean everything, happens more quickly. The things you understand, the things you don't understand, all become clear. All we have to do is rely on the promises of God. And this is all he asks us to do. He wants every part of our life to be as important to us as it is to him. Important enough that we share it with him. Just like parents want to share in the lives of their children. Now, once our children are grown, they don't always share everything with us. But sometimes they let us in. And when they do, parents, think about how good it feels when your child comes to you, a grown child comes to you, and wants some advice about something. And this is what I always say. Thank you, God, for connection. Makes you feel good. Makes you feel wanted. Don't you think God wants to feel wanted? He didn't just make you and sent you here and say, forget about me until you need me again. When I tell you to relax, release, and relate, this is what I'm talking about. So from now on, I need you to relax. Clear the fog. Relate everything you need to be cleared up to God. And relate to the fact that that's what He wants. I'm relaxing in God every day of my life now. Sometimes I struggle, but I always get right back to it. And I know that God is happy that I did, because the outcome is oh so beautiful. This is Reverend Lydia saying thank you for listening. Join me again next time. Be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.